Hey there, lifestyle, clothing optional thrill seekers. Ed and Phoebe here, and we've got a spicy announcement.
Brace yourselves for Libertine Events 2024, the ultimate takeover experience, and it's gonna be wild.
Find your tribe with Libertine Events, where you have access to private group chats, host-run seminars, and event surprises around every corner.
Dive into the sultry world of Miami Vices this May, but hurry quick. It's already 70% sold out.
You don't want to miss this opportunity to hang out with hosts like We've Got a Thing, Casual Swingers, Hump Day Quickies, and Expansive Connection, along with the driving force behind the whole event, Wanderlust Swingers.
Save the dates in October because Libertine Events is bringing the heat to San Antonio with Senses 2024. We'll be there, as well as Average Swingers, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Casual Swingers, Expansive Connection, DJ Life of Spice, and of course, Wanderlust Swingers.
Be sure to use promo code SWINGERU, SWINGERU, when you purchase your tickets to spice up your experience and support Swinger University. Once again, that's promo code SWINGERU. SWINGERU at checkout.
Get your tickets by clicking on the link in the show notes or visiting swingeruniversity.com/libertine.
Welcome to Swinger University, your horizontal enrichment program, offering you the naked facts about swinging. Here are your hosts, Ed and Phoebe.
Hi, this is Ed.
And this is Phoebe.
We are live at PCAP. This is our recap of day one.
Yes.
I'm a little extra bassy today, probably because I was talking so much last night and yesterday and today and...
I like your bass. Bass. Mm. Our flight was great. We went on Southwest. It was a quick trip down south, like an hour, maybe, in the air. Our flight attendants were hilarious. Very entertaining. And the crowd on the airplane was so fun and energetic. And I think it was because...
There were a couple bachelorette parties that were on the plane.
Yeah, because the plane, after it landed in Palm Springs, was headed to Vegas.
Right.
So there was some fun people on the plane.
All the party people in the house.
Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant was commenting on it. He's like, I want to go to that party.
Yeah, he actually tried to set somebody up at the front. So-and-so's son is 30. He wants to know where the party's at. So as you're coming through, just... give us your information.
Yes. So the flight was great. That really kicked things off. We had a drink on the plane. We get off. There were some people, I think, on our flight. Well, one couple we knew already.
Right.
And Mr. and Mrs. Real. And then I think another couple was on there, or they're at least at the airport, and we all grabbed this shuttle at the same time.
Yeah, they'd arrived at the same time, but they were coming in from Montana.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, there were three of us that took the shuttle back to the hotel, and it was great. We weren't the only ones that had a good flight, but there were a number of people who bad flights, like
way bad,
like crazy. Like showed up at the airport and they said, your flight's canceled.
Yeah. And, that happened too. We heard about three or four horror stories.
Yeah, Black and Kinky had that issue, and they were frantically driving to another airport to get a different ticket, to get a different plane to get here.
So did Two Hot Wives.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Lost luggage.
I mean, just nightmares. And I really do feel for them. We have had that same experience. It's pretty crappy. And that is just, unfortunately, the new norm with flying right now. It's not a pleasant experience at all.
And certainly not the way to start a vacation or any kind of, you know, adventure.
No. Anyway, so They all made it. We're super glad that they did. And we got here. We threw our stuff in the room, unpacked, because I love to unpack all my shit, get it all set up. And then we threw on our bathing suits and went down to the pool.
Yeah.
And everyone was at the pool, basically. It was just full. Not full, but it was. There was a lot of people in the pool. Yeah. Baking their bodies. I had a crap ton of sunscreen on me, and it was fun. The water felt great. It was good to be in the water and connecting with people and having some really, really amazing conversations.
Fun conversations with people who were new to the lifestyle with within a year or 6 months, and actually one of the couples we talked to had only been in the lifestyle for 6 months, and it was fun to talk to them about what things they'd tried and what adventures they'd had, and really get, you know, a different perspective on their life, their experience.
It's funny, I even caught myself making judgments on just people's face value. I looked across the pool and I looked at them, and they looked so confident to me, and I was a little intimidated, and right. I thought, I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm going to walk up to them, or, you know, swim up to them and talk to them, fully expecting that they had been in the lifestyle for years.
Right.
Wasn't until about 5 minutes into the conversation did we discover, wait, you've only been in the lifestyle for 6 months?
Wait, you're newbies. Why are you so confident?
So,
why do you look so good?
It just goes to show you that you can't discount anyone. Just talk to everyone. Yes, you know, you're going to make those assumptions. Yes, you're going to have those expectations. But challenge yourself to just swim up to people, walk up to people, ask them questions.
Totally.
Because you are never going to know what you're going to get if you just don't ask.
You got to break those bubbles.
Exactly.
Someone used that metaphor the other day, or I think it was last night in the elevator, and it's such a good one because it's just a bubble. It's not a wall. It's not a click. It's a bubble. So just merge into the bubble.
Merge into the bubble. I like it.
Get into that personal space with people and have that conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all fun and games. We had like a very brief period of time to like get some food, and I won't go into it too much, but it's been a little slow with the food service around here and a little frustrating. We did get food in time, and we went down and did the host introduction.
Yeah.
So Kate kind of kicked things off, and for all the first timers and the people who wanted to kind of meet the host for the first time, all went down to the conference room downstairs. And we didn't realize this at the time. We probably could have guessed this, predicted what this was. But we were all given a little bit of floor and mic time to introduce ourselves. And we ad-libbed something, kind of whipped it out.
We did good. I thought I missed.
You were very comfortable, but we missed a couple key things. Like
we
if we prepared, we would have had
true
a better outline, right? Like we like to be prepared. We do these things with an outline.
Exactly. So after I sat down, I was like, "Oh crap!
We should have said
this and that and the other thing." But
we didn't come across as being like nervous or scared, for sure.
Which is crazy because
you've never done it before.
I've done some public speaking.
That's true. Communications major. Yes.
Correct. But it's not like I'm standing up in front of an audience on a regular basis doing that.
Or talking about swinging in front of live people.
Right?
Like we talk about swinging behind closed doors in a quiet bedroom someplace.
Right. But I will say, I was shockingly comfortable. And I didn't know any of these people. I knew a few people based on, you know, a few hours before,
right,
or a few people.
A couple handshakes.
You know, on a cruise, we saw a few people. But all in all, we probably knew 6, maybe 8 people.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And yet there was a full room there. And I was making eye contact with people. I was making jokes, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but I was really comfortable. I was surprised. I gave myself a little pat on the
shoulder. Phoebe
did
it. She whipped it out. It was all good.
So that host introduction was at 4. Then the welcome party for everyone, hosted by Kate, was at 7. And that was in the bar area. So there was tapas and drinks and music and great conversation. And everyone kind of dressed up like club-ish style.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we met a couple of our patrons, which was super cool to actually put faces with screen names. And that was fun. We talked with them for a good bit of time and learned a little bit about their experience and how the podcast had benefited them, which was super cool, made us feel a little special.
I know. I don't know. It makes you feel good that you have helped somebody
right.
in some way. And that's why we do it, because we struggled a lot in the beginning. And so that just warms my heart.
Want an adventure that will give you memories for a lifetime? We've been on 3 Bliss cruises, and they were filled with daily sexy activities, great conversations, evening theme parties, and exciting memories. There's something for everyone, no matter where you are in your lifestyle journey. All are welcome. Book your cruise through our link and create your unforgettable experience, moments, and smiles. Visit swingeruniversity.com/vacations and book your trip today.
Later in the evening, so, you know, we did that, and about 8:30 or so, you know, people looked like they were still going, and the party was supposed to start at 9. So we basically said, you know, let's go upstairs and get dressed, and maybe by the time we're dressed, then maybe people will start moving. And I think by the time we came back downstairs, everybody had disappeared, like they were all gone. So we must have timed it just right where we left and then everybody else left.
Yep. Everyone was like on task. What's great is they use this app to keep track of everything, communication, the agenda, and it's fabulous. Yeah. I actually love it.
It's kind of like a mini Facebook, and so they can send out announcements, and there's little chat groups, and you can post photos and whatnot. So like everybody feels really connected, which is cool.
It's the best. It works really, really well. So the theme night was Future Fluoro. So anything glowing, anything futuristic, whatever.
Sci-fi, Mad Max, steampunk, you know, you can kind of picture a lot of it. There was a lot of silver lame and blinking lights.
And those EL wire costumes and LED costumes.
The number one accessory that probably 30% of the crowd had were these $19, $15 Amazon visors. They're like clear plastic visors that light up. And
they're bitching.
They're pretty cool. They're a little hard to see out of, especially in a dark room. I swear I was going to hit a pole a couple times. But we saw one pair, and then we saw 2 pairs, and then 5. And
it was
then,
about a dozen people had those.
Everybody had
times
them.
Times
awesome.
2. So, yeah, there was a lot and different variations of them. They were so, so cool looking.
Yeah.
And what's neat is that they have all different types of colors and combos. And so everyone had a different color choice or pattern picked for flashing or non-flashing. It was fun.
Yeah.
Music was pretty good. I didn't see a lot of dancing. It was very loud, so people do like to chat while they're dancing, and so what was happening was people were moving outside to do their conversations.
Yeah.
They were also having conversations near the bar, which was just outside the dance floor, and then even further out, more kind of into this upper lobby area. People were having a lot of conversations, so it was nice. People were really kind of hovering in a very, not a small space, but there was a lot of connecting. It wasn't spread out. People were somewhat mashed together, but really engaging in a lot of conversations. So I loved that. That was exactly what needs to be happening. connection and conversation.
Yeah, and we ended up in kind of a long conversation with a couple that it was their first event. They were feeling a little overwhelmed, and it was great to be able to talk to them and help them kind of, well, just be open with us about how they were feeling. And they were actually asking us for advice because we seemed like we were super experienced. So we played that off really well. like, you know, fake it till you make it, right?
They didn't even know we were podcasters, I guess. I didn't find that out till today. That was just funny.
But it was great to be able to have kind of like a one-on-one interaction with a couple that was going through some of the exact struggles that we did, some of the same struggles we've heard other people go through, and to be able to walk them through that and go, it's okay. That's all normal. And everybody's going through this.
Yeah.
You're not a freak. You're not alone. This isn't a weird thing.
I know.
It's all good.
I know.
And it was cool. I definitely got the impression at the end of that they were like, oh, that's okay. Like we feel pretty good about this. And I hope we helped. I think we did, but it seemed like we did.
I think we did. They're just super nice people.
And sexy. Yes,
they're very sexy. And I'm just in awe by their confidence and ability to ask those questions as new individuals, because we didn't do that in the beginning.
Right.
We were very wallflower. And
well, we would not have committed to something as ambitious as
when
we first went out.
No. So that alone, kudos to them. And then number two, to walk up to strangers and just talk about really raw private things.
Yeah. Yeah, that was epic.
I mean, because swinging is, you know, when you're new, it's private. Like, you're not telling the whole world about it, right? It's very nerve-wracking. It is the biggest secret that you have.
Right.
So, they were brave. Brave, brave, brave. I was not that brave in the beginning. So,
yeah.
I am in awe.
Earlier in the day, mostly the gentleman, but a few other people had gone down after our little kickoff and introduction to set up the playrooms. There's a little two massage table private room for
good. Describe all this, because
fun stuff.
I didn't get to see the massage room, and you helped set up the playrooms.
So. Yeah, we assembled a sex swing with kind of like a. It's one of the metal framed ones. We have those at Allures too, a little bouncy sex swing, multiple beds, and they're like two double beds pushed together. So it's nice. You've got plenty of play space for you know, two or more people. Some of the couches and chairs were moved into that room, and you know, kind of covers were put over them so that people could play on them.
Covers like sheets.
Like sheets, yep.
And these couches, I will tell you, were big,
like nice leather
deep
couches. Yeah,
deep, you know, couches. You could lay a 10-foot man down on that couch. I mean, yeah. These are long, deep couches. They were cool
and deep enough to be able to like straddle your man and have your knees and your feet fully up on the couch and not feel like you were perched
right
on like the edge.
Yeah,
and
solid,
and squishy,
solid furniture,
like some good solid.
Yeah,
furniture.
This is great furniture.
And then as you kind of sweep around the room, there were couches in the corners and chairs along some of the walls. And these are like big kind of like recliner, lounge chairs, if you will. Two motor bunnies. So if you're familiar with the Sibian, motor bunnies, a competitive product. Those were set up. Two.
What do you call the little bouncy?
I refer to them as like little butt trampolines, but they're basically little chairs, racks with some elastic material across the top of them so that you can, a woman can sit on them and a guy can get underneath, and then the woman can kind of bounce up and down and have some support. I've seen dildos used underneath them, and I've seen guys underneath them before. Couple of those.
That way your legs don't get tired.
Yeah, you get a little bit of support.
Yeah.
A massage table and another set of, they were ottomans, but they were big enough. And we set six of them together and made another bed the corner out of the ottomans. So
and the lighting was great. It was
little electronic candles and some light, like mood lighting in the corner. So it was really nice. And
it was
kind of sexy.
It was. And I liked how it was mostly lined. Things were kind of lined up around the edges, but not square. Like it was kind of almost circular. It was inviting the way that the format was. And then the swing was in the center or kind of off center, and the motor bunnies were kind of off center. So you could move in and around, but it didn't feel really formal and it didn't feel awkward. It was just had this nice flow to it.
It did have a nice flow.
It was a good setup.
We did end up going to bed a little earlier, and I think most of that was...
Which was midnight.
Yeah, early, right? We'd had a long day.
We were up at 5:45 that morning.
We'd been drinking and...
In the sun. And had no nap.
And I think that's the key for us, is because we didn't have a nap, we didn't have that...
extra,
mm-hmm. Second wind available to us. So today we'll probably take a nap at some point so that we can...
Yeah.
Be ready.
My feet were hurting. I'd been on my feet since noon. So I'd been on my feet for 12 hours. We really hadn't sat down much.
Moving and shaking.
So my feet were tired, and I tried to come back, change the shoes and rally. But once the shoes were off, I was done. So I was bummed that I couldn't get my groove on to go back down to the playroom. But we heard from our good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Real, that the playroom was hopping. They were down there at 1 in the morning and had a good time. I still need details on that. So.
Oh, yeah. We have to get all the juicy details.
Yes, because I got this little tidbit of information in between seminars today, which we will talk about tomorrow. And... when they left, they said people were coming in at 2 a.m. So that room was a going. And Kate said it was full last night. It was busy. So I'm super excited that people took advantage of that.
That's super cool.
We left the playroom.
That gives us hope for tonight.
I know. Which is why I need the nap.
Right. You got to be ready.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
I'm really liking this event. It's very different because it just feels... the venue is great because the mode of getting around the hotel is fabulous. You've got three modes of people movement: stairs, escalator, and elevators. Elevators are very fast. There's only three floors. And everywhere you need to get, you can get to it in literally 5 minutes.
Right.
So if you need to get your room, 5 minutes. You need to get back down to the pool, 5 minutes. You need to get a drink, 5 minutes.
Right.
So it's great because you're constantly, you're not away from where the action is for very long.
Yeah.
And This is good when you're, a swinger and you're trying to network and meet people and get to know them. So I love the layout and I love the format. The seminars help keep people connected. The pool and the games that they're having today are keeping people connected. So, and of course the parties and the social activities, the other stuff. So
this is a good example of how the layout of the facility really helps to, one, keep the momentum so that people they're not in the mode of like being social and then they go back to the room for something trivial and then they basically feel disconnected, and that there's such a big break where you have to get remotivated to go back and get social. Like, I left the party, came up and got our banner, and then went back downstairs, and it was 5 minutes. Like, I hardly even missed anything in the conversation.
Yeah. And as far as events and seminars and things that are going on during the day, there's plenty of things for people to choose from. It's a really nice balance of interest, different levels of interest.
Right.
So whatever you want to choose from, the world is your oyster. So if you want to spend all day in seminars, great. If you don't, you want to spend all day in the pool, great. So it's nice.
Yeah. And I think the last thing that I'll say about this experience versus other experiences, or just this experience in general, everybody so far has been really, really nice.
They're always nice, though.
They're always really nice. But the perspective is, we're the new kids on the block in terms of like podcasts. At least we always feel like that. And I haven't felt anything like, oh, well, you guys are the freshmen. It's like we're peers and it's super cool. So we feel very included in this whole experience, which is super awesome. We don't feel out of place, I guess is the way to say it best.
Yeah.
Which is
it's very nice.
Very nice. Well, cool. We're gonna wrap this up and put on our
bathing suits
and we're gonna go
as little and tiny as they are
socialize.
Yes, and we will give you the rundown of day two, which is today, tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Hey, have you heard? SDC is more than just a dating site. They have expert contributors and educators like us and from all around the world to guide you in everything from how to talk to your partner about swinging and the different kinds of open relationships.
You can also find out what you need to know before opening up your relationship, common swinger conflicts, and how to resolve them.
Have you ever wanted to know what a swingers club is like? How to meet other swingers? Find a unicorn? Be a hot wife? Well, you can find all that information as well and much, much more.
Check out SDC by clicking the link in the show notes and get your free 7-day membership.